get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. The moment you talk against your boss in the secret, you just discover that the man won't be good to you as before with time. But if your boss is a wicked man to many others, your love for him and the way you honor him and remain loyal to him will command the spirit to favor you. Let us look at that unjust judge in the book of Luke chapter 18. This widow continued to go to the unjust judge. This unjust judge is such a judge that doesn't regard any man and he doesn't fear God. But the judge himself said, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wearied me. This was a judge in the Bible that does not regard any man nor fear God. They are the kind of people that this is what I said I will do, and nobody can change my mind to be involved in this matter. Maybe that's what the judge said. But the woman continued, the widow continued to come to him. Please, sir, help me, sir. And the judge said, even if I don't regard any man and I don't fear God, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her. Hallelujah. If you continue to make your way to people, hallelujah, one day their heart will be open towards you. Hallelujah. The judge might have shouted and misbehaved to the woman, but the woman kept on coming with sincerity of heart. There was one eyewitness. This woman lost her baby, as in she doesn't know who picked the baby. And she has been looking for the baby girl all around. Went to police station, went to everywhere. But there's one thing she continued doing. She always pray at the altar. She continuously pray at the altar. She was praying continuously, God, wherever my baby is coming back to me. The baby came back after 25 years. Hallelujah. I saw the woman and the child, now a big girl, grew up in USA. Something happened over there and the white said, we have to locate your mom. Came to Nigeria, found her, and that was it. Praise the Lord. You see, continuously, she continued to pray about it at the altar. So, as a child of God, we don't give up on matters. Don't give up. If you give up, it's over. Don't give up. Your raging won't help you. The truth is that no matter what you partake in any man, no matter the favor and honor that comes your way, by practicing all the above, you must know about the things of God. Hallelujah. The things of God. To write about the things of God, we will get hooked and write meaningless words. Because God is beyond human. God is beyond human reasoning. You can't think him through. Yet, it is glaring that you can only know the things of God by the Spirit of God. Yes. You can't think God through. You can't. God has possession for you and for all. All you will ever need, material, spiritual, I mean anything you need now and you will ever access. Anything you ever need, I mean anything you need now and you will ever need, resides in God. And you can only have access to them by the Spirit. The Spirit of God. This proves to us that God's Spirit is rich. Everything you and I will ever need reside in God. By the Spirit of God, you can access them. Are you looking for a job? By the Spirit of God, you can assess your job. Are you looking for a spouse? It's in God. By the Spirit of God, you can assess it. Not by the spirit of man. You see, you can gain a spouse, gain a job, gain some things through the spirit of man. But great things that will make you stand out in life is loaded into God. Amen. When you get it in God, God will command man to bring it to you. If man must bring it to you. But when you get it in man, they will say it is because of me. Hallelujah. You can know the things of God by God's Spirit. That means if you don't have the Spirit of God, you will not be free from errors. Because there is no error in God. You won't be free from error. One day, one of my friends was eating a sausage of a particular product and find long nail inside it. Long nail. Human error abound in so many things. Hallelujah. You cannot be free from frustration, stagnation, and the likes. God is full of goodness. So if you don't have the Spirit of God, you will still at times be frustrated. Because no matter the man that help you, is limited. As they say, the best of man is still man. God is good. And God is full of good things. And he does good things all the time. My dear, you can switch over on God's side. Now listen, how to receive the Spirit of God. Number one, be born of the Spirit and water. How to receive the Spirit of God? I say it again, number one, be born of the Spirit and water. You have suffered enough. So now, you have to surrender your spirit to the Spirit of God by receiving Jesus Christ. If your salvation is genuine, you will be purified from all forces of darkness. You can study the book of John chapter 3, 1 to 6. When any familiar spirit affected person, receive Christ, then all the evil spirits should vanish. This is what I mean, so that you will get me right. Now, there are some people that have problem with familiar spirits. The invasion of Holy Spirit send them packing. Once Holy Spirit gain access into you, those familiar spirits get out. They just vanish. Because light and darkness cannot coexist. Look at what Paul did there. That girl has been shouting, these people, they are the servant of God. And Bible said that Paul, being grieved, commanded the spirit to come out of him and enter no more. So all the spirits left. And this soothsayer lady could not say anything again. Amen. In the book of Acts chapter 16, she couldn't see again. All the demons in her that they are using to make money left her. Amen. And because of that, they pushed Paul and Silas into prison. They beat them, but God still brought them out. Hallelujah. You see, light and darkness, devil and Jesus, they don't coexist. Amen. They don't coexist. Allow the Spirit of God and all the devils will take to their heel. Surrender your body, your soul, for the washing of the water. The word of God, and you will be cleansed. Your body must be clean before Holy Spirit can enter you. Hallelujah. There's a ready-made miracle that many people don't know. Each time you come to program here, just by sitting under the word and focus on the word, some cleansing is already taking place. You know, Jesus already said in the book of John 15:3, that you are cleansed by the word I speak unto you. When you sit under the word, cleansing is going on. As I'm speaking right now, you are cleansed in the name of Jesus. So I pray for you today. No devil will get you entangled again in the name of Jesus. So you must be cleansed before Holy Spirit will dwell inside of you in a power form. Number two, believe in the finished work of Christ. Believe in the finished work of Christ. For all men on earth, he said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Yet, he has said earlier in John 16:7-13, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So believe in the finished work of Christ. Believe. Believe. He has secured our place in God. When we get safe, we get to that place. Amen. So, number three, the day of Pentecost. We are talking about how to receive the Spirit of God, the day of Pentecost. These days was preceded by fasting and prayers in an upper room. So, if you want the Holy Spirit to come upon you, simply create time for him. Step out of noisy environment. Camp with him in prayers. And he will baptize you in his spirit. The moment you are truly baptized in Holy Ghost, you will know everything will change within your spirit man. You see, many people in this generation are looking for people to do it for them. And God said, let me do it for you. You can receive Holy Ghost power. Amen. I often said to people that are in the rural areas, not everybody at the top are using voodoo. Not everybody. There are some people that are our leaders in this country. They are spiritual juggernauts. They are strong in Christ. Stop seeing everybody that you see at the top. That all of them, they are using voodoo. They are using evil charm. No. No. Some people are Christian to the core and they have Holy Spirit in them. Amen. Praise God. Not every artist, not everybody in the force are devilish. Don't deceive yourself. Amen. Camp with him in prayers. If you can camp with God in prayers, 2-3 days, you broke out in power. Asking for one thing, Holy Ghost power. You broke out. You find yourself speaking heavenly languages. You will be able to know the things of God from that point. You become a fruitful Christian and become limitless. You know the reason why you witness to people and most of them don't receive Christ? You are not loaded with his power. You cannot convict people to receive Christ with the things of man. You can only convict them by the things of God. Hallelujah. The things Holy Spirit reveal to you. Warning. Matthew 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven. Shall not be forgiven. You know, there are some people all over the places, they will be saying, falling under the anointing is wrong. Speaking in tongue is wrong. My dear brother, sister, hear me. Even in the ministry of Jesus, some folks fell under the anointing of Jesus. Is that not so? They fell under the ministry of the apostle. They fell. Hallelujah. So what are you talking? They spoke in other languages. I don't know why people speak against scriptures. They brought that boy to Jesus. And Bible said the spirit teared him. What does that mean? Do you think that some deliverance will happen without Holy Ghost enforcing all the devil inside that person to go? But what I'm against is a continuous falling all the time under the anointing. That one is wrong. Amen. Once Jesus enter, devil pack. And don't speak against the Holy Spirit. If you speak against the operation of Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit will leave you alone. No matter how you pray, you'll be empty. Matthew 12:31, Bible says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven. This is Bible. It has happened to me. I spoke against the Holy Spirit and I suffered it until God opened my eyes. This is what, until a man of God spoke to me, this is what you say that is wrong. This is what you say that is wrong. And I asked for forgiveness. I received the Spirit again. Whether in town or outside town or inside the house, don't speak against the Holy Spirit. When it leaves you, that's the end. That's the end. Amen. We find people saying that in that your church, they are falling down. In that your church, they are speaking things I don't understand. Hallelujah. When the disciples of Jesus, after he had gone, begin to speak, the people also don't understand. Acts chapter 2. They didn't understand. Say, what are they speaking? And then all of a sudden, they found they're speaking in their own language, where they were born. It is the work of Holy Spirit. Finally, be watchful. The Spirit of God will not bring unholy things to your mind and will not lead you away from God and his work. 1 John 4:1-3 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Holy Spirit will not move you or speak to you about ungodly things. Amen. The things of God are godly things. Amen. Holy Spirit will not say when you get to beat your wife. It will not say kill your children. Holy Spirit will not say scatter that system. That good system. Holy Spirit will not support sin. Anything ungodly is none of God. Amen. The things of God we have treated in this meeting today. If a man of God is fake, if a church is a business center and not the church of the living God, you will know by the things of God. So you need the Holy Spirit within you to know that this place I am, this place is none of God. Are you getting me? You step into a meeting and you feel dry. You feel God is not here. That it's not the one operating there. Get out quickly, because it's too dangerous for you. Praise the Lord. You can only know by the Spirit of God. You enter into an atmosphere and your spirit jump. You are lifted. You begin to pray. You feel God is here. Amen. If you carry Holy Spirit, it will always answer to the things of God. You don't need anybody to tell you, don't go to that place. Stop going there. When you get there, if you have Holy Spirit, you will know where to be and where not to be. Is somebody hearing me? May the Lord lead you the right way in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lead you in the name of Jesus. If a man is lying to you or someone is planning your heart, it will be revealed to you by the Spirit of God. The things of God means the things that are of God. The things that are of God. The things that God does. The things that involve God. The things that God supported. The things that involve divine power of God. The things that God supported. The things that God loved. The things that command God's presence. Be on your feet, everyone. Be on your feet. I want you to pray to God. Oh Lord, Baba, empower me with your spirit. Open your mouth and talk to God. Lord Jesus, empower me with your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Legada Sakandezeria. In the name of Jesus. Empower me up with your spirit. Lord, power me up with your spirit. I want you to begin to speak in tongues. Begin to call down heaven. In the name of Jesus. Power me up in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. I receive your spirit. To know the things of God. To know the things of God. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We're in the days of technology. Somebody can just call you and you pick the call and you lose your senses. And they say, send all your money, and you send it. If you don't have Holy Spirit, you are porous. I want you to pray, oh Lord, fill me with your spirit. Jesus, fill me with your spirit. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, talk to God. Fill me with your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, Baba, fill me with your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Only Keto Gandezeria Brosae. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Listen to this. The spirit of God, or the things of God, will reveal the secret of man. If some people gather against you to dupe you, by the spirit of God, you will know that this thing is not right. You will know. What about if you don't have that spirit? How will you know? How will you know? Let me tell you, the prophets you are running to, the prophetess you are running to, they are also limited. They also need help. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God, God does not need help. Let that God dwell inside of you. Open your heart to God. Let him fill you. At every point of need, he will be there for you. Hallelujah. I release over you today. Today, the grace to partake from the things of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. Your life shall never know a downtime. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll be expecting you this week in our program. All glory to God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Jesus, be my
guide. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.